Episode 2660, Stand Guard at the Gate.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is all about confessions. You know what? As moms, we can really get a little bit hot under the collar. So today, I want you to let it all hang out, because forgiveness is here at Create Your Now. Stand guard at the gate. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, with the world at our fingertips, it's easy to let everyone have a say, even in our own homes. Stand guard at the gate and protect your children. People will talk about social media in school. They'll talk about how their relationship's going with their spouse or a new boyfriend or whatever, but rarely do I hear them mention the responsibility of parenting. Usually it's always, oh my gosh, my child's doing this, and then they just go away with it. No one ever sits down and says, you know, what do I do in this situation? Now, there might be a few circumstances, but for the most part, we're not sitting there looking for approval with how we're raising our children. We just want it easy. Because you see, life takes a ton of energy. And when you have a family, at the end of the day, you just get tired, right? I mean, come on, let's call it like it is. And this is not to make you feel guilty. This is about being honest as to where we are in our life as a parent. That is the role that we play. And if you're not a parent, guess what? I'm sure you mentor a child somewhere in your life. So wherever you are in your parenting, whether you're mentoring or parenting your own child, you know, it's easier to not ruffle feathers and just go with the flow, right? Who wants to have conflict all the time? I don't. But you know what? I know it's also my responsibility. And if you want to call it, it's the best job that I have. It's not fun, but I still need to do it. But unfortunately, that leads to more problems down the road when we don't want to have conflict, when we don't want to face what we need to face, especially when it comes to our children. With so much readily available to the kids, regardless of age, my goodness, kids are being born with tablets in their hands. And we kind of giggle about that, but it's true. You know, that's one thing my daughter has told me, Mom, you will not buy my son a tablet. And I said, okay, hands off. I can do anything else, but she told me I can't do this. And that's because she wants to be able to raise him in an environment that's not attached to technology. Now, does he know the phone? Of course he does, because we FaceTime almost every other day or every 3 days. Seriously, we do. And that's wonderful that we have that capability. So does he know his own face? Of course he does. He sees it. But he also knows the names of who he's going to speak to. She'll ask, you want to call Papa? And he's like, Papa, Papa. And then he's kind of getting Grandma in there. It doesn't quite sound like Grandma, but we're taking it as it comes, you know? He's still learning. He's 18 months. But regardless of the age of your children, you have to stand guard at the gate. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Stand guard at the gate. You must become the gatekeeper of your home. Now, believe it or not, most parents say they are the gatekeeper. They're like, I'm already there. Are you one of those? However, when you begin to ask questions and dive deeper, you find that the kids are running the house rather than the parents. It's true. Do you give every single thing that your child wants? Think about that for a minute. They come to you, oh, Mom, can we have pizza tonight? I don't really want you to cook. You know, you work so hard. And then it's really like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. Then I won't have to worry about it. We just run through the drive-thru and grab pizza. Or maybe it's, you know, I just have this one game. Mom, it's only $29.95 and it's on sale. It's regularly $55. Can I have it? How many times do you say yes versus how many times you say no? Can I just go out one more time? I promise I'll be home. I know I was late. I'm so sorry I was late. And you still let them go. Why? Because it's easier not to have the conflict. It's easier not to have those hard conversations. So in your household, who's running the house? Are you? And if you are, how often are you running it? 95% of the time compared to 5% of the time? Or is it 25% of the time and the kids got 75% of the time? How does the pendulum swing? Now, I know we're not sitting around having these conversations, but we need to think about them because it matters to our children. Now, our children aren't going to say that because they're going to want their way. But ultimately, when we give them some rules and set the boundaries and say, this is what benefits you, believe it or not, they appreciate it. Not initially, yeah, they're going to push back. But in the long run, they most definitely do. You know what is best for your child. So stand guard at the gate. So mom, it's time. Are you ready? Number one, set boundaries and keep them. Okay, it's easy to set them, but do we follow through? You got to be consistent. You can't say one thing and do another. Yes, it's easier to go with the flow, but you have to be willing to put up the fight in order to protect your child. So if you tell your five-year-old that you're not going to be able to have candy for a week, and they don't really understand what a week is, but you're counting down because you put a little chart up and you said, okay, a week is 7 days. So we're going to put day one, you can't have any candy. Day two, you can't have any candy. All of a sudden, though, it's day four, but you miss counting. And you didn't get 3 and 4 up there. And so you're just kind of like, oh, I'm just so tired. It's been a long day at work. And, you know, I just dishes and I've got laundry and I'm just done. And you know what? This will just appease him. He's not going to fuss at me. Here's your candy for the day. It's easy for us to set boundaries, but not keep them. The key is to set boundaries and keep them. And that's really what you want to work towards. And let me tell you, it's hard to do. I know. I've done it for years, and guess what? Now I'm having to do it with my grandchild. You know that's going to be tough, but I know it's best for my grandson. And so you better believe it. I'm going to make sure I set the boundaries. Is he going to like it all the time? Nope. Is he going to fuss? Yep. Is he going to be vocal about it? Of course he is. Well, number one, he's a very vocal child, but that's for another episode. But you see, I know it's what's best for him. So we have to look at, are we doing what's right for convenience? Are we doing what's right for the lifetime of the child in the long run? So set boundaries and keep them. Number two, as much as you want life to be easy without unnecessary conflict, right? You know, conflict. Communication is hard. You still must listen with an open mind. Judgments on your kids can really cause some major discrepancies in the long run. Get to know who your child is becoming. Did you hear me? Get to know who your child is becoming. They are changing just like you are. You're not the same person 20 years ago that you are now. You're not that same kid when you were 5 that you are now at 50. Now, do you have some personality traits? Yes, but are you working with them differently? Maybe they were a little bit more on the negative side versus the positive side. Maybe you have learned to work within your strengths and also be able to enhance your weaknesses because you have strategies and tools in place. Guess what? Our children need that too, but it comes from us listening with an open mind. Get to know who your child is becoming and then proceed with what needs to happen within the situation or circumstance. So maybe your child comes home late, misses curfew. Oh, I did that a couple times. And oh, dear Gussie, my daddy was not happy. And he set down the law, and the law was the law. And I was in trouble. There was no dancing. Oh, I'm so sorry. Nope. It was consequence, 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 and they were not good consequences. I had to pay the price because I made the wrong decision. You can't right a wrong with a wrong. So you have to right a wrong with a right. Got it? So listen with an open mind. Understand where your child is coming from. So many of our children just want to be heard. They just want to be noticed. They want to be seen. And believe it or not, even though social media is around, they're not being seen or heard. Why do you think we have so many kids that are having issues? Their mental well-being is not there. We have so many kids that are unstable, emotionally unstable. Some of them are hurting, and we don't even know that they're hurting because we don't stop and listen with an open mind. We're too busy. We have other things to do. Guess what? Your laundry can wait. Your dishes can wait. Sit down and have a conversation with your child. Sit down and have dinner together as a family. Don't just go to the movies now because everything's open and everybody's so excited that we can go without masks. And don't let me, you know, steer you wrong. I'm excited too. But at the same time, what we're dealing with now happened way before the pandemic. And the problem is it's getting bigger now. And we think our kids are connecting, but they are not. We are so disconnected in a world that's so connected. The internet has not brought us together in a positive way. Have you looked on there lately? There's a lot of CRAP. Your child needs you. Your child needs your presence. You've got to listen with an open mind. You need to hear them. You need to understand and say, okay, well, this is normal for her when she wakes up and she's not a people person, and so she's quiet in the morning. Well, when you see her in the afternoon, does that change? Is she more open and wanting to talk? Great, then that's the time you need to be really listening, and you need to make time. Who cares about dinner? Dinner can wait. Go get that pizza. Your child is more important. And I know life gets busy. I know life gets crazy. I mean, right now, I literally have so many people coming in and out of my house this week. It's crazy. I'm like, I have more workers here that I'm dealing with than I do my clients. It is just, it's crazy. It's that season though. And we've got a lot happening because of the pandemic and us trying to get the floors repaired because we had a leak and we had a hot water heater go out. And it's like just one thing after another. And it's a pain. I get it. Life happens. But that doesn't give you an excuse not to parent. And finally, number three, love more than you like. Life isn't about liking your child. There are a lot of things that I don't like about my children. Guess what? There's also a lot of things they don't like about their mama. And that's okay because I'm called to be their mom, not their friend. I'm to love more than I like. When you love, it comes with no conditions. But when you like, you have conditions. As parents, you are to love unconditionally and then set your standards. You may not like the attitude of your child, but you still gotta love them. And you gotta find a way to reach them. And if you don't know, ask somebody. There's books out there. There's YouTube channels. There's me. There are so many things out there as resources. There is no excuse that we cannot have a strong family in this world. But once again, we are so connected, yet so disconnected. Remember, your child will rise to the ceiling you set. So raise the ceiling and your child will rise too. Stand guard at the gate and watch your child thrive. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.